The question for today is, if we are to obey God's commandments and holy days, then why are we not obeying the clothing law about wearing tassels in Deuteronomy 22 verse 12? The laws of God are divided into three general categories: ceremonial, civil, and moral. The ceremonial laws were in some way, shape, or form typical of the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We do not perform animal sacrifices today because they are fulfilled in our Passover, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7. The civil laws were the laws of the land, much as we have many civic, municipal, and community laws today. Many civil laws defined how Israel should deal with specific situations in their culture and in their time. Many of these are not strictly applicable today. Some examples are laws regarding birds, Deuteronomy 22 verse 6 and 7, or animals, Deuteronomy 25 verse 4. The moral law was summarized in the Ten Commandments. These laws are eternal. They have always been in effect and always will be. Psalms 119 verse 44 and 160. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. 2 John 6. God's command to the children of Israel regarding fringes or tassels in Numbers 15 verse 38 was a mnemonic, or memory device, to impress upon them that they were to separate themselves from surrounding nations. Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. Numbers 15 verse 38. The effect of this can be likened to tying a string around your finger as a reminder. The fringes, or tassels, and ribboned cord of blue on the edges of their garment were to remind Israel to obey all God's commandments. Verse 40. The context following Numbers 15 verse 38 explains the reason for the tassels. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring, and you may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. Numbers 15, verse 39 to 40. This was not to impress God about how holy they were. Wearing tassels was a part of their ceremonial dress, to remind them to keep the moral law, the Ten Commandments, along with the judgments and statutes that elaborate on them. Note that God did not give Israel many elaborate laws about dress. Evidently, men and women used similar mantles or outer garments, though a woman's might be embroidered or more colourful. What laws about clothing did God give? Neither men nor women were to wear clothes identified with the opposite sex, evidently with a transvestite intent, Deuteronomy 22 verse 5. This does not refer to a woman's wearing pants designed for women. Israelites were to put a fringed edge on their garments with a blue string above the fringe, possibly with tassels on the corners of the mantles, Numbers 15 verse 38 to 41. That is basically all the direction the law gives about clothing styles. In reality, God's guidelines with regard to clothing and dress are very general. God expects Christian women to dress in modest apparel, 1 Timothy 2 verse 9, that is, clothes that are not unusual, flamboyant, or garish. A Christian woman should not be an exhibitionist in attracting undue attention to herself by wearing clothing that is provocative or outrageous. In our culture today, wearing religious tassels or phylacteries to show others how righteous you are would certainly fall within this category. See 1 Peter 3 verse 4. Jesus himself addressed the self-righteous religious leaders of his time who wanted to set themselves apart from others by means of unusual dress. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments. Matthew 23 verse 5. The hypocritical Pharisees made these phylacteries very large to impress the people with their great sanctity. Some religious leaders teach that we should still wear tassels today. However, we are not constrained to external service, but obedience from the heart, out of regard for God. To illustrate this principle, even when we give alms, pray and fast today, we are not to appear righteous or call attention to men that we are giving, praying or fasting, but to do these things to God in secret. Matthew 6 verse 1 to 5. Remember, the nation of Israel did not, as a whole, have access to God's Holy Spirit. Today we do. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, it shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John 14, verse 26.